Good morning, this is Pastor Stoltz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. In a moment, I will be reading our scripture lessons, and they are as follows. Isaiah 32, 1 to 8. Philippians 3. Seventeen to 21, Matthew 22, 15 to 22, and the closing hymn, 50. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, and the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. Absolve, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy people from their offenses, that from the bonds of our sins, which by reason we are frail, and we have brought upon ourselves, that we may be delivered by thy bountiful goodness, through faith in Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Old Testament reading, Isaiah 32, verses 1 to 8. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as a hireling placed from the wind, as a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in dry places, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of them that see shall not dim, and the ears of them that hearken shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerer shall be ready to speak plainly. The vile person shall be no more called a liberal, nor the sharer said to be bountiful. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy, and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments also of the sharer are evil. He deviseth wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speaketh right. But the liberal deviseth liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. So far. The Epistle of Philippians, chapter 3, 17 to 21. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as to have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now I tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. The Gospel, Matthew 22, 15 to 22. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent out to him their disciples of the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true, and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, Why tempt ye me, you hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he saith unto them, Whose is this image and subscription? And they said unto him, Caesar's. Then said Jesus unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. When they had heard these words, they marveled, and they left him, and they went their way. So far. This morning's epistle takes us back to about 60 years after the birth of Christ. The place is Philippi, a city of Greece. It's about 5 years before the Apostle Paul was executed. Philippi was on a trade route between the east and the west, and it was a center of gold mining. Paul had come there some 10 years earlier and brought them something which is more valuable than gold. He brought them Jesus Christ, the gospel, who could be theirs eternally and bring pardon and peace and blessing which were priceless. Gold would slip away during their earthly life and be useless in eternity. The Philippian congregation was one of those rare ones which really appreciated this. When Paul left, they took a special offering and sent it to sustain his ministry. He wrote this epistle to say thank you, but of course he added a lot of other things that they needed to hear. We too need to hear those very same divine truths. In this third chapter, God is speaking to this congregation of Christians at Philippi. But of course, he's also speaking to us through the Apostle Paul. In the early verses of this chapter, Paul talks about the miracle of Christian conversion. He uses his own life as an illustration. He talks about the Christian life. We call this sanctification. And the Christian life in glory as citizens for heaven. It's important to understand what Paul went through before before he became a Christian. He had confidence in the flesh, meaning that he believed that he could work his way to God, that he could earn heaven by keeping all the laws. But then God opened his eyes to see a great mystery. Everything he did was tainted with sin and counted for absolutely nothing. He couldn't work his way to God if he lived to be a million years. Paul finally admitted, by the deeds of the law, no living flesh could be justified. Redemption was God's action. Conversion is God's action. Sanctification is God's action. The Holy Spirit opened Paul's eyes to see himself as he really was. But more important, he had opened his eyes to see Jesus Christ as he really was, the Savior of every sin-infected life. Jesus, God's Son, did what no one else could do. He paid the whole price of sin. He furnished the robe of righteousness which he holds out to a world of people who need it. We have been brought back to God through the miracle of conversion. We would have never come back by ourselves. We would have sunk deeper into the quicksand of sin. Jesus Christ did what could not be done. He paid the whole price and brought us back. The Holy Spirit opened our eyes to see our hopeless condition and led us to confess, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." He lifted us up to the cross and moved us to rejoice, singing out, "Jesus, thy blood and righteousness are my beauty, my glorious dress." We who are attached by faith to Jesus Christ are now citizens of heaven. Yet, we still live in a world which is hostile to God and where there are constant temptations. The devil is still trying with all his power to trip us and to stumble us and to make us fall. And too often we have to admit that he succeeds. But Paul writes, forgetting those things which are behind. In other words, the sins of the past are all taken care of. God has buried them, as in the depths of the sea. Let's not go fishing them out. The guilt is gone. Peace and forgiveness are now ours. But it's no secret that there are many people, including family and friends, who have not experienced the miracle of conversion, or they've even lost the faith that they did have. They do not know the joy of running the good race and living for Christ. They have nothing bigger to live for than the things they are going to lose. Paul's words are so descriptive of the unbelieving world, whose God is their belly and whose glory is in their shame, those who mind earthly things. But Paul added these words. He said, "I tell you this weeping." As Christians, we are to share the joy of the gospel with others. For if the world was to be saved, heaven's law had to be fulfilled. The demands of divine righteousness met, and the legions of hell defeated. And who could perform this superhuman task? Name any earthly leader of the nations. Put them all together, along with all of their combined efforts, and they could not even cleanse their own sins, let alone remove a single sin from other. But according to God's perfect plan for pardon, His one and only Son had to do the humanly impossible, but divinely assured. He had to become man, to take upon Himself the iniquity of us all, unburden our hearts from the damning guilt and eternal punishment. And praise His name, Jesus did become one of us to rescue us from ourselves, to forgive each one of our sins. Yes, the battle Jesus fought for our eternal freedom is over forever. It was concluded when on the cross He cried out, "It is finished," and when He rose triumphantly from the grave. Let us thank God for the miracle of conversion. No, our life is not perfect, but God isn't through with us yet. He is drawing us to Himself, and our faith is more precious than all the gold in the world. He has redeemed us with His blood. We are now, citizens of heaven. Amen. Let us confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech Thee, Almighty God, and to Thy Church, Thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that Thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edification of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve Thee, and in the confession of Thy name abide unto the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with Thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.